USDA releases fiscal year 2011 budget proposal. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The Department of Agriculture has released its proposed budget for approval by Congress. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
These days, many families are struggling financially.
The result of those economic struggles have caused American families to make a lot of tough decisions, and I think they expect their government to essentially do the same.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack with the basic premise of the proposed budget for fiscal year 2011, which begins in October.
This budget does reduce discretionary spending by approximately $1 billion overall.
Secretary Vilsack said the proposed budget does include a $388 million cut in farm commodity support payments, so-called crop supports. This would be done partly by having Congress pass new rules to better target farm payments to those farmers most in need of them. However, Vilsack says
the vast majority of farmers are not going to be impacted or affected at all by this.
Now he says, yes, this would show up as reduced government commodity support payments for some farmers in the budget.
But if you take a look at all of the income support programs, what you'll find is that there's a slight increase in total.
And he says those programs are only part of what the government's doing for farmers and for rural areas. And so Tom Vilsack says farmers and critics of the budget should not just focus in on possible cuts in commodity and direct payments to farmers. He says look at the whole budget.
When you take into consideration additional resources for conservation, for research and development, part of which is focused on increasing agricultural productivity, when you take a look at our ability to expand markets both locally and globally and the additional resources going into those efforts, and when you look at our efforts to try to really create better paying job opportunities directly linked to the ability to keep the farm.
Then, Vilsack says, you get a true picture of the budget, which he says actually would boost support for farmers if it were approved by Congress. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Vilsack says they are ready and willing to work with Congress on their budget. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.